Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Over the weekend, the Shula Bowl took place, FAU, FIU, and I'll tell you what, FAU came out and they were impressive all game long. They have been this year, you know, getting a little couple of the kinks out, but doing extremely well. Huge win in a lot of ways. And Kevin Fielder is always on the spot, covering that program, Owls 247, anything that you want. This guy, he is right there, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, what a feeling that must have been on Saturday, not only just a win, but a huge win.
Yeah, Larry, you know, anytime you can beat your biggest rival on your home turf by, you know, 3-4 scores like FAU did, that's always a good day. And, you know, yeah. I'm sure it felt even better coming off of the tough game that they had 2 weeks ago against Air Force.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point, too, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, some of these tailspins will come off an Air Force game, and then you go to another tough game and another tough game, and before you know it, you know, you're 2-5. But that didn't happen. This team rebounded, gave a lot of players on that team a lot more confidence, you know, that they may have lost in a game like the Air Force game or any of the games, and gave them an opportunity with a pretty good meat of their schedule coming up to get some confidence and then play. And, you know, you look at Nikosi Perry, and I mean, here's a guy who really, I mean, you know, before the summer started, they really didn't know that they were going to have somebody like this that, you know, who had this leadership and who had this experience in big games to come in and be a catalyst. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, after the Air Force game, Willie Taggart wasn't exactly happy with the performance of Nikosi Perry. You know, he mentioned that he left a lot of things on the field. You know, he missed open receivers. He was trying to do too much throughout the game. And, you know, he immediately responded. You know, only 3 incomplete passes, 4 total touchdowns, 3 through the air. You know, he was damn near perfect, you know, throughout the game, and he was able to make a lot of big time plays that, you know, FAU was missing from the position just a year ago, and that was kind of the big difference. You know, when the game was close there in the second quarter, and you know, it looked like FIU was going to put up a fight, the ability of Nikosi Perry was enough to turn that game around for them.
Right. Right, and because Miami played on Thursday and Florida was in Kentucky and FSU hadn't been playing very well, a lot of recruits came to that game, a lot of kids that maybe wouldn't have come. I know that I read a lot of the comments from some of the kids. That's got to be, for Coach Taggart and the staff, something to be, you know, something to smile about, because you're getting really good kids on campus. Whether they end up there or not is irrelevant, but you're getting them in front of, you know, in a game where your team's really at its best. Talk about that, because I think that's huge.
Yeah, you know, having the ability to get a lot more of those recruits on campus, because, as you mentioned, you know, one of the teams that already played on Thursday, another team was in Kentucky, you know, and then with the FSU's poor play, that really left FAU in a position where they could get a lot of those big-time recruits into the stands and, you know, into the stadium. And, you know, after that, when you put on a performance like they did, that's going to help, you know, put your name and put your brand in front of a lot of recruits, because anytime you put up 58 points in a game,
right,
you know, I think people look and I think people listen.
Yeah. It's, Kevin, it seems like a game that, you know, you say to yourself, you know, we're going to invite a lot of fans that had never been here before. We want them to have a good time. Your answer came there, because I know that a lot of, you know, you read a lot of the posts on social media, and, you know, people are talking, wow, what a great time I had. We tailgated. We had, you know, we had an awesome time. FAU won. It was, you know, I mean, to me, that's invaluable, because I think that's the experience, especially getting people into the stands, is what it's all about. I mean, you know, because if you go once and you have a good time, you're more apt to come back again.
Yeah, you know, FAU, I think, also benefited from a poor Miami team. You know, I think that there are, you know, some people in the area looking for some good football to watch, and then looking for an enjoyable team with, you know, a lot of big-time players and a team capable of making big-time plays. And that's what FAU has proven to be at home. You know, they're undefeated under Willie Taggart at home. They have not lost a home game since 2019. You know, this is a team that when they get home, they play really well. They're able to, you know, put on a show, put on a performance, you know, and the crowd, I think, was one of the better crowds that we've seen for an FAU game in a while. You know, the student section was packed. Even those other sections of just normal, regular fans were also packed. You know, this wasn't just another 3:30 kickoff against another team. This was a 3:30 kickoff against a local rival, and people definitely came in, and I think probably got more excited given the performance that they put on.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, UAB, a pretty good opponent. I mean, you know, very, very kind of a rugged opponent. I watched them. You know, they beat Tulane in a close game. They play, and then you got up the road a little bit, Marshall. Talk about those opponents.
Yeah, you know, UAB is going to be probably a preview for a potential Conference USA championship matchup. You know, they're well coached. Bill Clark is one of the better coaches in college football. You know, what he's done with that program in such a short time is really impressive. You know, I think that's going to be a game that's really close. That's you're not going to be the high-scoring performance that you saw out of FAU against FIU. And then on the top of Marshall, they haven't beat Marshall in a while. And this is, right, you know, one of the better chances to beat this Marshall team. Last year they had some problems with COVID and guys out, and you know, even kept that game close. But now this year, Marshall has struggled. You know, they're coming off a loss to Middle Tennessee, who you know, who've had their own problems. I think that this is a great year for FAU at home to beat a Marshall team that they, you know, haven't been able to get off their own back, per se.
Good stuff. Kevin, let everybody know how they can follow you. I know you guys are knocking it out of the park, you and Shane, over at Owls 247. Talk about that and let everybody know how they can follow you on social media as well.
Yeah, you can follow myself on Twitter at Kevin Fielder. You can follow Owls 247 on Twitter at Owls 247. And then if you'd like to read any of our stuff, you know, Shane and I think are putting out a lot of great content, owls247.com.
Good stuff. Kevin, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Good job. Kevin Fielder, as he and Shane Marinelli both do an awesome job. If you want Owls247, you can follow them on social media as well. They're at everything, which is a good thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.